On 3SH, back to Neil Mitchell shortly. The Balranald Shire Council, now time to talk to the Director of Infrastructure and Development, Ray Davey. Now, we do have some very serious news to get through in just a moment, but a new GM, because Ollie is leaving.
Well, Ollie is not physically here, but he is still the general manager until tomorrow. Glenn Wilcox arrived on the weekend, and so we're going through the normal transition and handover processes. And as of Friday morning, Glenn will be our fully-fledged acting general manager for an indeterminate period of time. He has come to us with some experience in Western New South Wales and previously in the Riverina and the Central West. And so we're really looking forward to Glenn's contribution to the Shire.
Absolutely. Now, Ray, the very, very serious news. Balranald Shire Council on high alert.
We are, Glenn, need the community to be aware that we have unconfirmed reports, and I emphasise that they are unconfirmed, that more than one member of our local community attended an event in Wilcannia very recently at which it is known that there were COVID cases. That event has been considered responsible for the spread of cases up into the Walgett, Dubbo, Wilcannia, around Wilcannia itself, and to Broken Hill. And we are all on very high alert for the possibility that we will have at least one positive case in Balranald. And so my message to the community is that they must be particularly vigilant. We've been very lucky so far in this part of the world. We've lived a pretty normal life where we've been far away from Sydney and Melbourne and those cases, but may well be coming home to roost here. So the first message that I need to reinforce is that anyone in our community who shows even the slightest mild symptoms of sniffles or cold-like symptoms must go and get tested and isolate until they get a test result. Now, we have relocated the testing clinic. It is now at Grenham Park, access from Wee Street to the what is normally the tennis club building, and they can get tested there. We are also encouraging other members of the community, whether they have symptoms or not, to get themselves tested. And if it's not convenient for people in that category to isolate, well, then it's not mandatory, but we certainly encourage people to do so if it's reasonable. The isolation and testing requirements also apply to anyone who believes that they are a close contact of someone who might have been in contact with it. So really want to get the message out to people to ramp up the testing requirements around mask wearing and QR code check-ins. We also really want to see a better take-up of vaccination in our community. People ring the local hospital, they will be given the details of how they make a booking to attend one of the regular vaccination clinics, which I believe happen every Thursday. I should mention, by the way, Glenn, that the drive-through test site is currently open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, but we are making arrangements for it to be open over this weekend. And if we do get further confirmation of the situation in the community, then we'll extend those hours to cope with getting people through there. Ratepayers in Euston, we are primarily relying on the Robinvale Health Service to provide support there, and I understand that the Flying Doctor Service conduct a pop-up testing clinic down in Euston in the last few days, and we'll be liaising down there to make sure that everybody down there has equal access to good testing facilities.
I think that's the message right now. If you have any symptoms, go and get tested. As you mentioned, Ray, unconfirmed, must stress, unconfirmed reports of more than one possible positive COVID case within the Shire. Okay, that is Director of Infrastructure and Development for the Balranald Shire Council, Ray Davey.